Jack Hompshi today extended his tenure at the club until the end of the 2019 season. And with a big game against Richmond this weekend coming up, he joins us now. Jack, congratulations on the contract and welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, fellas.
Hompshi.
Our pleasure. Hey, a big day for the club, of course, yourself. We mentioned Brad Ebert and some of those younger players. So now the CBA has dropped. It looks like that's happening pretty quickly, getting those players locked away.
Yeah, look, I think the club made it pretty clear throughout the season that they're going to deal with most things once the CBA was done. And you can see now a couple of boys have signed back on, which is great news. And fingers crossed that there's a few more to follow and that keeps rolling towards the end of the year. But, you know, it's great to get it done for all of us, the four that have signed, and we're all really excited.
2 years you signed for. Look, you're absolutely a first-pick player in there. You're a prime mover in that back half. You're playing as good a footy as you ever have. You're only 24. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I would have thought a five or sixer, maybe, Hompshi. Without being too personal, where does that sit, 2 years?
Look, you know, that's footy. You know, you don't want to get, from a club's perspective, sign people up for too long, and, you know, form can always be an issue, injury, so that it sort of protects the club a little bit. And as a player's point of view as well, you know, it sort of doesn't lock you in somewhere for too long, and it does give you a little opportunity to change things up or if you need to down the track. So, look, it's just one of those things that's the way footy's going. I think you'll see less long-term contracts, I imagine, unless you're, you know, a marquee player from each team. But, you know, I'm very happy, and I'm an SA boy, and it was never a hard decision at all to stay on.
Yeah. You've had some adversity. You're going to play your 100th game. Fingers crossed, touch wood, all those sort of things. Footy gods don't listen. It's me. It's not Hompshi. Early next year. You've had to come back from GWS. What's it mean to you, Jack? Because you've really taken your footy to another level. You look happy in the environment and in the club.
At the moment, I'm just really enjoying my footy. It's, you know, that 100-game milestone is obviously still a while away. So, you know, that would be something I'd look back very fondly on at the end of my career and hopefully play some more as well. But at the moment, it's just really enjoyable to be a part of the season that we're having as a club and having these young guys come through. And like I said before, Sammy Paupepa, and, you know, we've got Willem Drew and Joey Attlee as well who haven't played yet, and they're just doing great things as well in the Magpies. So seeing guys like that play, and it's the place is really fun to be at the moment. And I think as a club, we are sort of building towards sustained success, hopefully.
Well said. Look, you hurt yourself versus Collingwood. You okay?
Yeah, just a bit of a knock on the knee. So I carried on a little bit there in the first quarter and got a bit of sympathy, but I should be fine.
Hey, talk to us about Richmond and the rivalry. Is it real?
I think every club's got that little bit of a rivalry amongst each other, but it's no different. You know, I think from my perspective, you know, Richmond, we've had some pretty good games of footy against them, and they can get a little bit heated, but, you know, that's just the season and the nature of the game, I guess. It's really close this year, and I'm sure this weekend will have a bit of added spark as well, because the ladder is so close and every game does mean so much at the moment.
In terms of you're taking on Richmond, and they've got their forward structure slightly different to a number of other teams. They've got one player in Jack Riewoldt who's the main big guy. Then they've got a band of small fleet-footed players. Is that going to create any issues? Who's going to get the job on the little fellas out of the big three big defenders for you guys?
Yeah, look, we'll have to change it around a bit because I'm probably not used to running that much. But we'll try and get it done the best we can. And as a team, you know, you mix and match a little bit, but they do have some great small forwards. You know, they're a great pressure team and really good at their front of centre turnovers. So that's something we'll have to be wary of. And then obviously Jack Riewoldt's their key forward, and he's someone you do have to contain because he can hurt you a lot as well if you let him go.
Jonah's normally getting the big fellow, the number one man. You wouldn't mind that because you're the best drop-off player they've got in that team. How will that match up?
Yeah, same sort of thing. I imagine that between myself, Tommy and Tommy Jonas and Tommy Cleary, we'll try and get it done as best we can. But I think you've seen in modern footy these days, you don't necessarily spend, you know, the whole game on the same player. So it'll be a bit of a team effort. And when Tommy needs to chop out, you know, I'll have a go on him. And that's just the way it is, footy, I reckon, these days.
That back six or seven's been terrific. You spoke about the versatility on playing on different size opponents. It's been a real feature and something I think Bass has really brought to that group.
Yeah, Bass has been awesome for us. Having having his second year. Obviously, last year you get used to him a little bit and understand the structures he wants to bring in, and then you have another pre-season, and having that extra year underneath the belt with him certainly helped us this year, and he's been terrific. He backs us in, he backs our strengths in, and he's not afraid for, you know, a tall guy to play on a small and to mix and match it like that. He trusts us to get it done amongst ourselves as best as possible.
Are you expecting Jared Pollock and Matty Broadbent to come straight back in this week?
I think, yeah, Jared trained today, so obviously we'll have to see how he pulls up and then train again Thursday, and Brody's another one, so he was at the club today, obviously, but he's going to have a crack at it later on this week and try and get up for the game as well. So at the moment, I'm not too sure, but there's something to sort of look forward towards the end of the week.
You start to get some potency. If those two players were to come back, they've got that rebounding quality. Matty White was excellent last week. Some speed, some excitement into your team.
Yeah, they are. They're obviously quality players, the two that we're missing in Brody and Polly. And, you know, it's great if you can have guys like that come back into the team. That can only make it stronger. And you touched on Whitey's game as well. I thought he was huge for us against Collingwood. And it was great to see him come in and play so well after having to wait so long to play some senior footy again. It's great for Whitey.
Defending so well as a team, that midfoot of yours, their work rate up and down the ground, and Bokey's a big part of that, the role that he plays. He's been super important as well, Jack.
100%. It's obviously, a lot's been said about how well we're defending, and 80% of that comes off the pressure the mids and forwards put on, and they've been phenomenal all year, putting pressure on around the ball and making it hard for teams to move the ball through us. So, you know, we wouldn't, as a back six, sort of be getting the accolades, I guess you'd be saying, and the talk about us at the moment if it wasn't for them. And they're a massive reason for why, as a team, we are defending so well this year.
13 games, you're top four. The ladder doesn't lie, does it? I still sense externally from you guys internally going, hang on, we're top four? Fair dinkum. How do you feel about that, Jack?
Look, if you look at it in a snapshot, it's obviously nice. You know, you want to be towards the top of the ladder, but obviously there's still a lot of footy to be played until the end of the year. And there's no point being top four now and losing, you know, half of our games on the way home and ending up ninth or tenth. So at the moment, you can look at it and go, yeah, it's a sign that we're playing the footy we want. But the challenge is to obviously maintain it, and to be in the top four at the pointy end of the season is obviously the most important thing.
That Essendon loss was a real kick in the guts, a wake-up call. I think I heard it. It was a, it bloody shook the living, you know, Watsky out of you guys. How can you be assured that that doesn't happen again? And what are the triggers that you learnt from that you can take into these next rounds that it don't and won't happen again, Jack?
Oh, look, obviously sometimes we're going to be put under pressure like we were against Essendon. They were fantastic in that game. So, you know, we're going to be put under the pump again, and we've just got to make sure that we can handle that better and react to that a little bit better. That's going to be the biggest challenge for us, because it is such an even competition, and, you know, we're going to be challenged by teams every week. So, as we've spoken about as a club, that was a disappointing result, and we didn't handle the pressure and the challenge that Essendon threw at us that well, and we can only be ready for next time now, and we've got to react better, obviously, to stop the same result happening.
Great opportunity for your fans to turn up. You've got a blockbuster time slot Saturday night. You're playing a top eight side. Last time you played them in a final, you absolutely cracked them. So they'll be coming back looking to try and exact some revenge at Adelaide Oval. So, I tell you what, it's an exciting game to be a part of, and it's one that you look forward to, no doubt.
Yeah, certainly it is. You know, obviously, Saturday night at Adelaide Oval is always amazing. We always get a great crowd out there, and you know, it's obviously a really important game for the club, as they all are coming home, and, you know, we want to do the best we can, so it'd be fantastic if we can get a heap of supporters out there.
Hey, Jack, just on a general footy sense, and I love your footy intel, flopping or staging, have you as a leadership group spoken to each other about that?
No, we haven't spoken about it. I think sometimes it happens, or sometimes you might get a bit of a knock and it might shock you a little bit, and you fall around, but look, we haven't spoken about it. It's just something that I think the AFL is obviously trying to stamp out of the game, but you know, I think in a split second sometimes some boys can make a bit of an error sometimes, but we're all human, so
we'll see. And what about social media and tweets and posts and all that sort of stuff? Do you as a group have a chat about that at all?
Yeah. I think most AFL clubs these days, we have a big chat at the start of the year, especially with the new guys coming in, about what's acceptable and what's not. So you do have to be careful on the social media because you can get in a bit of trouble these days.
Yeah. And Sam Powell-Pepper, I love his arrogance. He tackled Pendles and said, look, this turf is common cooch. It's got fertiliser in it. Why don't you sniff it? I like it, Jack. Some people have gotten in him and fantastic. He recommitted to the club. You're a senior player down there. You like to see that little bit of mongrel, a little bit of arrogance that Sam Powell-Pepper has?
Yeah, we all, not just me personally, the club, we love what Sammy brings.
Yeah, he's
It's energy and it's fun and I think the supporters love it. And you know, as long as he doesn't cross the line, but the way he's playing at the moment is terrific to watch. And just playing with him as well, sometimes you just sit back and you just clap your hands and go, well done. So it's obviously his first year and, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on him, but he's working really hard and he's a super player.
He's 19 on Monday. That is just ridiculous.
Yeah, he is. He's really come along in leaps and bounds already.
Yeah. Hey, I noticed your port sponsor's Adelaide Urology. Gee, a handy sponsor to have in your back pocket there, Jack.
Yeah, I didn't actually know what they did until I met them.
Yeah, kidneys, bladders, prostates, lariat problems, the whole lot, Jack.
Yep. No, they're great player sponsors. So we have a dinner with them and
excellent
and so forth. So go check them out if you need any help there.
Exactly. I've had my little clippy okay. bits. Have you had yours clip bits?
Well, I'd prefer not to discuss all my private issues on the live radio. But, Jack, I wanted to talk about the bye. You had your bye about 3 weeks earlier than everyone else because you went over to play that game in Shanghai. Does that make any difference, you know, going into the last 4 or 5 rounds, the fact that you've played perhaps 14 in a row and other teams have had about 11 in a row?
Not necessarily, because I think after the Hawthorn game Thursday night, the club gave us 3 days off as well. So we've sort of had opportunities to have a bit of a spell there, and they've been really good. They've looked after us as best as possible, and I think that's going to hold us in good stead going forward.
And keep up that great work you done with Jihad, with the Special Olympics Committee. I know you've got an October 16th fundraiser coming up. Would you like to mention that, Jack, and how we can all help? Bloody brilliant doing work with them.
Yeah, it's good. The games, so the nominees and so forth, and the athletes to make it to the games, there'll be 1,000 or so who will qualify in the next month or so. And then obviously in the 2018 National Games, there'll be an Australian contingent selected for the 2019 World Games. So it's a great opportunity for the athletes. But so we've got a fundraiser coming up October 16th. It's a bit of a telethon type setup, bit of a summer celebrity get me out of here type jail footer. So I think we're going to be locked up and have to donate and try and raise some money to get us out. So there'll be a lot more coming out from Chad and so forth in the future, but it'll be a great opportunity to raise some money for the games.
Well, I think Bix and I are patrons there, so we may very well be locked up.
You might be in there as well.
I don't think Jack will be a lot of money, Jack, coming out, because they might want me to stay in there, but well done for that. The October 16th fundraiser, the Special Olympics Committee, Jihad Rashid and his board do a terrific job. You know, the World Games, are they here in Adelaide in 2018?
2018 is the National Games.
Yeah.
So that's for just Australia.
Yeah,
so that's where we pick our athletes from for the World Games.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You kick up the great work, Jack. Thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, there you
go. Part of that defence. Yeah, what a ripping fella.
Super player, super young man.
Isn't he?
Aussie Fast, for all your transport solutions, call 131-770 or visit aussiefast.com.au. They bring us a port player each and every week. Jack Homps, I was lucky enough, I was coaching, and he came out. He's a part of the AFL Academy, of course. Jack was from Roxby Downs, so he came down and they spent
a week
training with the AFL club. Some go to Port, some go to Adelaide, and he came to Adelaide, and you would not meet a more humble, diligent, took everything in, made notes, did the whole thing, and you just knew he was going to be a success. Yeah. Headed up to GWS, didn't quite turn out there, but so wrapped he's been able to come back and find a home at Port Adelaide.
Jack Homps for Aussie Fast, our guest.